Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week Monocle's New York bureau chief Ed Stocker hopped on the subway up to Harlem to learn about the best brunch joints in the colorful neighborhood. And that means good old-fashioned southern-inspired cuisine mixed in with a dollop of other influences. His guide is Herb Kalitz, co-founder of the Harlem Eat Up Food Festival, which takes place every May. Buckle up, because there is going to be some deep frying happening.
This is just one of my favorite places for brunch on a Sunday. That's just a little jewel and hideout off of 116 and Morningside. And it's just the freshest seafood, all just very informal. Come out here, get a great, delicious slushy, you know, you bide your time, some great lobster rolls, soft shell crabs. I like things spicy. I don't know about you, but they have every spicy sauce you can think of, all homemade from different peppers. You got sweet, you got hot, and it's just something just totally different that you just would never expect to see in Harlem, let alone in New York City. It's just one of those special iconic places.
And one of the great things about Lolo's, this place, is where we are. We're kind of at the top of steps, looking down at people eating in this kind of shack.
Yeah, it's like a beach shack in what would otherwise be a backyard of a townhouse, a main street in Harlem on 116th Street. And we're just in our own little private world. But we're eating and drinking well, so I'm good with it.
Let's go inside. I feel like we should try something. After you, sir.
Oh, come on. Whatever the special of the day is, I go with whatever the chef recommends.
Hello.
Thank you very, very much. Special of the day, what should we try? What are you recommending?
Today, we definitely have lobster rolls today with a side of rice and a piece of corn. And we also have our specialties, which we have our seafood boils, like our steam pot combos. We have our snow crabs with shrimp combos. We have conch fritters, which are a must. And we have soft shell crab sandwiches.
Oh my God, it all sounds good. We have to pace ourselves because we're
Let's go. Your first suggestion was the lobster roll special. Yeah. Can we get one of those and just
we'll share it up?
We'll share it.
Awesome. I'll get that in for you. No problem.
All right, our food is here. Looks amazing, hey?
Looks amazing.
Now we said we were just gonna get a lobster roll, but we kind of got convinced to get more. We have
conch fritters, soft shell crab in a homemade aioli sauce, and Lola's version of a lobster roll, which looks unbelievable.
Which looks different, though. Like,
but look at all those real chunks of lobster.
Yeah, like, the lobster looks good. Looks fresh.
I'm not sure what it is, and it's in a white thing. Well, this is like chunks of
A good amount. Because in New York City, let's be honest, they charge $25 for a lobster roll and give you about 3 pieces of lobster. So this is generous.
And even better, even delicious. So I'm going to cut it up. How good is that?
Where are we going next?
So now we're crossing here on 116th. And we're heading down 2 blocks to the Queen of Harlem.
The Queen of Harlem?
Melba's is the restaurant, and Melba Wilson is her name.
How long has Melba's been around?
Oh my God, I'm gonna let her tell you the story. She worked at one of the original restaurants here, still very famous in Harlem, Sylvia's, going back to beginning of time. And she really helped her bring Harlem into the, on the culinary map when she opened Melba's, which just has the most amazing brunch offerings from, fried chicken to catfish. And she's just Miss Hospitality. She just is a personality bigger than life. And it's like coming into our home. It's like, it's not just going to a restaurant. It's like you're in a home. You wait. When she sees a load of you, she's just going to like give you a big hug like she's known you for the last 10 years.
Hey, sugar plum.
Here is the Queen of Harlem right here.
My sugar booms, my little love muffin.
I'm all those things.
That's a little.
This eating odyssey continues.
Just a little something. Well, when you come to someone's home in Harlem, and my kitchen is my home, you got to eat. We've got to feed you. So we have here some of our southern fried catfish with a chipotle dipping sauce. My food is American comfort food. It's food that evokes warm, wonderful memories. My food is your Aunt May's macaroni that when you see it, you go, mmm, yum, wow. It's Uncle Steve's short ribs of beef. It's the beef stew that on a cold winter day is going to warm your heart. My food is food that's simple food. It's food that evokes warm memories, and it's ultimately food of love.
I'm interested, actually, to talk to you both about this. How do you think the neighborhood is kind of shifting and changing? Maybe I'll ask Herb first and come back to you.
I think it's just growing and diversifying. I think it's about making sure you don't lose where you came from and the foundation and what made that sense of place so special.
I totally agree with Herb. Not even 30 years ago, let's say 15 years ago, it was a totally different Harlem. I mean, let's be honest and real. Harlem has gone through some tough times. There was a time when people talked about Harlem and people were afraid to come here. Was I going to make it out alive? Harlem was a very dangerous place at one point in time. However, what's maintained is the culture, the class. The food has always been here. And when I look at food as a common denominator where we can all sit together. And that's what food does. And that's what food does in Harlem. You know, to Herb's point, Harlem is definitely changing. It's not the Harlem of yesterday, is not the Harlem of today, nor will it be the Harlem of tomorrow. But one of the things that I love the most is that Harlem is inclusive. It is a melting pot, and it's a pot that we can all eat out of and enjoy together.
Order up.
So now we're in another corner of 116. And this is more of a informal rotisserie called Street Bird.
So you're one of the partners here?
I'm one of the partners with Marcus Samuelson. And Marcus, you know, has...
Marcus of Marcus Red Rooster fame.
Red Rooster just opened in London as Rooster here on 125th. You see all those rotisserie chickens that have just been dry brined here for like the last 2 days.
And that's a vibe, just kind of... Chicken,
but it's like informal. So with every table, you literally have like a roll of toweling to use as your napkin because it gets really messy.
Herb, I'm not entirely convinced I needed to have 3 brunches today, but I think we've eaten pretty well, wouldn't you say?
I would, but you know, you're not scaring me. We can go for another Sunday and hit 3 more places and just never repeat, just to show you more the culinary offerings here in Harlem.
I'm quite tempted, but I think I need to go and take it easy for a little bit now. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Drop me off in Harlem.
They were Monocle's New York Bureau Chief Ed Stocker and Herb Carlitz, co-founder of the Harlem Eat Up Food Festival. This has been episode number 47 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.